Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us, man. Thank you so much for being here. We got a whole lot of show coming up. Believe that, man. There is a nationwide labor shortage, man, and we're seeing it.
Yeah, we're noticing it. Even me traveling over the weekend, you see, even at the hotel I was staying at, there was, like, understaffed. Even at the front desk, the line just to check in, I'm just like, man.
Oh, yeah, you're seeing it, man. Pretty much a lot of different, you know, labor fields, man. There is a nationwide labor shortage. So we're going to speak on that. And DJ Khaled is up in here right front, in case you missed it.
Yes, bitch. Hello. They announced that he's going to be one of the people getting his Hollywood Star Walk of Fame.
I know, man. Hey, man. The class of 2022 is a great class, man. I saw that Nip was in there. I didn't get a chance to really look, but I saw, like, so many names,
Michael
man.
Michael B. Jordan as
Yeah, so that's good. I'm class of 2021.
Yeah!
You know what I'm saying? September 8th, my birthday. So y'all come on out September 8th, man. I want everybody there. And I'm going to tell you straight up, people that don't come out, I know that sound petty. Yeah. I'm taking it personal. Anybody that sat in that seat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or anybody that I met, minus Michael Jackson that's on the wall. I know he can't make it. But yeah, I'm taking it personal. I'm taking it personal. But we do have some in case you're missing. And if Khaled's not there, I'm never talking to Khaled again
when I get
my star. All right, in case you missed, we got DJ Khaled. Also, speak on it. When should you split the bill? Wait, hold on. What is this?
Dating. Yes. When should you split it?
Wait, there's something called splitting the bill?
Yes, that's what it's called. Yes, you can actually do that. There's a
date. Wait, like, what do you mean?
Like, when you go out to dinner and you both eat food, you say, hey, I'll take half of the bill, you take half of the bill.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
and you gonna talk about this?
No, actually, this is something that, of course, Louie brought up.
There's a dating expert
heard of this,
that
Natalia?
Said this.
Yeah.
Splitting the bill?
I split the bill with my husband.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
not even with your husband. I mean, just split the bill.
Sometimes,
I've never heard of split the bill.
You've never split the building?
Right. Yeah. What about you? You heard of split the bill?
With my friends, yeah.
Really? Yeah, I'm talking about with my friends. I'm not talking about my wife. That's my family. You know what I'm saying?
You and Jose never split the bill?
Oh, gotta go.
No?
Exactly. Oh. All righty now. And celebrity breakup, man. Lala and Carmelo Anthony. Of course, we got to touch on that. So y'all do continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Phone tap on the 10's time. This is Luther Abassar.
Did you say Abassar?
Abassar, man. Abassar Insurance. This is where Luther calls to get some insurance, but the lady tried to figure out where Luther is from. They go back and forth for a while before Luther starts cursing clear enough that the lady noticed. Yeah, sometime in my own, you can say the curse words just happen to come out. Let's go to get it to your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling about insurance, please.
Have you had insurance with us before?
None again. None again.
What?
None again.
I don't understand you, huh?
On the game or insurance?
So you're calling for a quote, right?
Call for a quote, insurance, quotes and Andrew.
I got it. Your last name, sir?
Luferes.
First name?
Luther.
Do you speak Portuguese?
No, Peones.
You sound like Portuguese.
No, Portuguese.
And I know you guys speak halfway Spanish and halfway
Spanish. But honestly, I know recién no moño.
Excuse me?
No, yo moño.
Just trying to understand you.
Ah, okay, no problem.
I'm trying my best to understand you.
Okay, no problem.
You speak Portuguese, I know you can speak
Portuguese. No, Portuguese, no Alejandro. No matter, no será inglés.
Where are you from?
From the Cayman.
From the camel?
Yeah.
From Egypt?
No, nothing.
Okay. Are you single or married?
One Y, one.
Well, you're supposed to have only
one. Yes, one. No, that's side for
me. Here in America.
Yeah, in the No, it's a manual, one way.
And what type of vehicle do you have?
We have a Honda Accord.
What year?
1989.
1989? Okay.
Yes.
It's going to be $210 for 6 months.
No, not my s***. That's
pay
good.
The whole thing?
That's mother s***. That's good. How do I get the...
Hold on. Hold
I got money on everything.
When you come in, you ask for...
How do you spell it?
Name.
How you spell?
They don't say name.
Yes,
that's
I know.
Not nice. I can still understand what you're saying.
I know, and I hope so, because I take English classes now.
Okay, and you bring the money.
And the candle plan?
I don't understand you.
Do I bring the candle?
What candle?
Candle, whoop your ass.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, Boy. Natalia up in here. Neighborhood news, Karen the movie.
Yes, Big. Mm-hmm. So if you remember, last year we were bombarded with Karens all over the place. Just women calling the cops, white women calling the cops on, you know, African-American
men.
Damn,
white women. I heard that.
It was. Right. Let's be honest. Okay. With really bad haircuts most of the time. And then what does Hollywood do? They go, this would make a great movie.
You know,
and now the trailer is here.
Hi, I am Karen Drexler. I'm your neighbor. You need to be taking your trash cans off the curb right when the trash is picked up.
Is she nice?
Yeah, she's nice.
Wait a minute. We have a white entitled neighbor named Karen.
Karen.
I've come across some very suspecting teenagers.
Suspecting?
Can you please hurry up? Please, they're very aggressive.
All righty.
Man, does she have a white mask on? And
God, man.
Probably in her house somewhere.
You know what, man? Listening to that trailer, I'm definitely going to walk out and see that movie. Yeah, no need for me to run out and see it. I would definitely walk out and see that movie.
So yes. It's starring Taryn Manning. So if you are a fan of Orange is the New Black, she was also on that show. I think she's definitely can make a really great Karen, but she said that she embraced all the other Karens that she saw, like the Central Park Karen, the Manhattan Beach Karen, the drive-through
Karen,
the study radio,
Karens,
the radio.
She went deep
Karen.
Into it, huh?
She did, but you know, Big, I was kind of thinking about this, and I was so annoyed by these women. You know, every time there would someone pop up new and just call on, they're barbecuing over here,
yeah,
or this guy's trying to attack me, mm-hmm. when that's not true. But I don't know if I want to see the Karen movie,
right?
Because I'm just like, is it over?
Sensationalizing that garbage. Like,
yeah. Hmm. Well, it's gonna be on the.
How does it end?
I think she terrorizes.
Is Karenism over? Yeah, for real.
I think she's probably dead, maybe, because if it's like a psychological thriller, it's always like that one crazy that comes after you.
Damn, you killed her at the end?
I think Karen's
wow. Keep your eye on her. First, you called them all white women. Like, man, somebody done had a baby and then came back like,
that's my prediction of what's going to happen in the end of the Karen movie.
Well,
but
I'm
going to
take
BET
your prediction because I'm definitely not going to prove you wrong because I'm not going to watch it.
I'll let you know what happens.
There it is, man. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Give it up for Ani! Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing new music.
Yes, from the baby.
Hello.
And not only, Big, is it new music, but we also got a video with it, too. And the song is called Ball If You Want To.
By the L.A. to Charlotte to pick up my barber to come cut my hair. Because I'm having it again. Me and my lips just dress. Get the salad, let's get in. How about do shit with that ratchet? Go. Stun like my nigga from daddy. Yeah. Mama, your baby a savage. Uncle Ray hit his crap pipe in my mattress. Let's begin to play with me. Think I slapped him. Thought I was laughing. He see I won't laugh. Yeah, this ain't even my birthday, but I can ball if I want to.
Ball.
Pull up on cars if I want to. How about that blue that on in my jumpsuit? Just do what I say and I love you, okay? I get this bitch from my uncle. I told Bay get 22 inches of weed tonight. I want to put the pond. Ain't been the right, you ain't pulling the hell.
And,
I pull on the grip.
Then
like
they played that whole song. What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
Big, I love him so much. Like, I get so pumped up when I hear his music.
Yeah, man.
But when you watch his videos, they're so animated.
Man, I know a lot of people sometimes don't watch videos, and there's songs that I'll see, like my daughter or someone watching, and I'm like, man, I didn't know they made a video for it. The baby makes great videos, man.
Yep, and what I discovered on this video is that he directed the video himself. Really cool, really animated. And Big, when I think of the baby, I just love his music. He was also featured.
When I think of the baby, I think about John.
You know what I'm saying? Jonathan Matthew. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, John,
yeah, man. I don't want to put him out there. You know what I'm saying? But little John Matthew, that's Natalia's baby. Every time somebody say the baby, I look at Natalia.
He's a baby.
All right.
But this baby, not Natalia's baby, he's also on Polo G's album. The song, it's called Party Life Big. So good.
Even when it's blue, the flame ain't hotter than this weed. Prescription drugs, I had it all in my piss. One in the head of my little pistol. Make the biggest gangster get low. Shooting on stage, I turn your show into a show. Yeah, you ain't no baby from the get-go. But it's still that kid's your mama in your snow. So the wind, but I ain't trying to party with them lames. I'd rather kick back with my peep, cause family matters like the Winslow.
Party like Carl Winslow. Hey, man, he's mashing.
Yes.
Yeah, he ain't playing. Like, we coming out of this, and he going full force.
Can't wait to see him at festivals and concerts. Yeah, man. So ready.
And when
for
we
that.
Talked to him when the pandemic was going on, you know, he was our guest a few times, man. He's ready. Y'all stick around y'all, when the pandemic was going on. When we were more in Zoom and things. When, you know what I mean? We were really in it. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Ludol?
Yo, we are having a national labor shortage right now, Big.
Yeah, man.
And you can see it.
It's crazy because everybody want to work here.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
That's so true, man. But everywhere where you see it, man, you see it at hotels, you see it at theaters, you see it everywhere.
Yeah,
even
man.
Even me, when, like I said, when I was traveling over the weekend, just the amount of staff that was at the front to check people into our hotel was like two or three. And I was like, dude, they have so many other open positions. Like, how come they're not here? And they're like, yeah, we're understaffed.
And dude, when we went to go see that Wrath of Man, the person who sold us the ticket, there's a door. When we walked in, he ran out, he tore our ticket.
Yeah.
Then he ran from there and he went over to the concession stand and gave us the popcorn. Then he ran back over there and he started the film and it was all crazy. Started the film in 2021, right? All righty there.
Yeah. Yo, but it's
people know I'm lying.
2021. Yeah. But it's getting so crazy. In the Hamptons in New York, where the Beverly Hills of New York is.
Oh, really?
Where they're saying that people who work in the restaurant industry, like the hostess and the people who do the bookings, are getting bribes just to sit inside these restaurants that
they're
are jam-packed.
Bribes?
Yeah,
with
bro.
With a V?
Yeah, with the bean. Bribes.
They're getting they're more expensive if it's with a V.
So there's a bribe.
Yeah.
And then the people at the Hamptons, they're getting bribes?
Yeah. Are they giving bribes? Yeah, they're offering these guys thousands of dollars to get a table at these restaurants right now because there's there's a high demand of people going in there, but there's not enough people to take care of them or see them.
Man, you offer me a couple thousand dollars, you definitely getting a table.
Yo, they're saying they're offering flights, concert tickets, thousands of dollars, all of that. So if you want to get some money right now, it's probably work in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, go get the gig.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then charge people as they come in.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but they say that it's shortages everywhere, man.
Yeah, man, that's the one thing. Like, even with the government say that they're going to stop giving away help, right? They're going to stop giving money unless they start looking for jobs.
Hey, man, I lost my iPad. Well, not lost. I left my iPad on the plane, right? And no one picks up the phone anymore. You know, everything is press one, and now you got to do a whole claim. And it was right there in the airport.
Damn.
I did find my iPad, and it was right there.
And no one answered the phone.
Yeah, no one. All righty. There it is. They're probably all up in the Hamptons trying to get a table.
Y'all
stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia up in here, Neighborhood News, and that's what's right with hip-hop.
And this is something that you are not going to see on Lil Baby's Instagram, Big. It's not a video of him showing how he's spending money on other people or giving something away.
Yeah, look at me being charitable.
Exactly. Yeah. This is something he low-key did, and even at the moment, there was someone who thought that he was buying something for himself. So basically, Lil Baby went to a Foot Locker, bought out the entire store. He went with some of his friends, I'm sure, and they all walked out with bags and bags of tennis shoes, right? And so someone had posted a video, and they're like, oh, he bought out the entire store. Little did they know, after that, he went and gave those shoes away.
Yeah, man.
I love this.
Yeah.
This was
not for the gram. That's beautiful.
And I wanted to play something of him giving, but none of it is up online because it's something
there's audio. There's no, not even the homies. Like, they were literally carrying out bags upon bags, and not even one of the homies was like, yeah, we out here doing it. That I've seen, and it's been a couple few days.
Yeah. And I went to go look for stuff, and it's just something that he wanted to do. And this is something, this is not new for Lil Baby. You remember when he had the bigger picture, he donated proceeds from the song to his community because he wants to do as much as he can for where he came from. He wants to be able to give back. He wants to find different ways to help out the community. And we all know sometimes people need shoes. And this is, I thought this was so sweet of him.
Yeah, man. Love it.
And it's, you know, I know you see Lil Baby in his music videos and he'll go and perform, but I feel like there's this really, really sweet side of him that he doesn't always show.
And he's another one, man, that's going to continue to do some great things.
Mm-hmm. You know, really you see it.
You see it, man. Y'all stick around y'all radios and that right there, that's what's right with hip hop. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Big, doesn't it seem like everybody's an expert like online?
Oh my God.
They use the word expert so loosely nowadays, bro.
Have you seen the expert experts?
No, I haven't seen those done. But there's one video of this dating expert that's saying something should happen. If you do this on the first date, you are considered cheap.
Men should never let a woman pay for a first date. Because if you're asking a girl out and then going Dutch, it just shows you're cheap, you weren't raised right, you're not chivalrous, or you're dating outside of your price range. And by that, I mean you're taking a girl out on a date that you can't afford to be on. So instead of trying to flex at a nice dinner, you're better off taking her on a picnic in the park. And even the most progressive girls who insist they split it with you and say they don't mind, do mind. Not because they can't afford it, but because it shows us your character. And if you're a girl and you're paying for first dates, then I'm here to tell you that he ain't it, sis.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
I'm here to tell you he ain't it, sis. I heard that.
The one thing.
She need to get some sound paneling. She's such an expert. Get some sound paneling in the room so it don't sound like you're talking out your ass in the restroom.
She's a dating expert, bro.
Right.
That's what she's labeled at. So a lot of people on Twitter and in social media are talking about just the fact that splitting the bill on the first date, does it really make you cheap? When do you split the bill when it comes to dating?
I mean, if you're inviting me out on a first date and you ask me out and then you ask to split the bill, then I know immediately that wasn't a good first date.
Hey, dude, I do think that it make you look a certain way.
Makes you look cheap?
Yeah, whatever. You know, chivalry, everything. Like, everything that she said. I didn't like her voice or anything, but she said a lot.
Someone asked me on a first date one time, and I was like, oh, that's how this went. Okay, good, because I was feeling the same vibe, too.
But
and
it worked for you, because you married Matt.
Well, yeah. No, that wasn't Matt. That wasn't Matt. Okay, that was another guy. This guy was like...
Man, that was a great Cinderella story right there.
This guy also didn't tip. That's when I knew he was cheap. On his side, I was like, you're splitting the bill and you don't even want a tip? Get out of here.
Hey, dude, I can't imagine the women that go out with my cousin Barry and my cousin Gino.
Oh, really? Why?
Oh, my God.
What?
I think my cousin Gino is a meet me there. I think he's a meet me there. And I really think that he's the one that would break out when they ordering something. Yeah. He would break out and have, like, his own meal on him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's definitely a bill splitter. So you say that splitter. First date was a problem.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't do it on a first date.
Alrighty, so for those out there, when should you split the bill? Alrighty, when should you split the bill? Jose, go on out there and you call him. When should you split the bill? He gonna call up and say, never. Alrighty, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out. Who that?
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Ani's up in here. What we got?
Tyler, the Creator, dropped a song. It's called Lumberjack.
I hit Drizzy and told him I had a milli for more. My company's full, told him to keep the loan. I took that gold brush in Big Mac.
When people heard that, they were like, wait, what?
I hit Drizzy and told him I had a milli for more.
This can mean two things. Either it means he's talking about when Drake came out to Camp Flogna. Now we know how much he got paid when he got booed that time. Or this means that he hit Drake up and he's like, hey, I want a verse from you on this upcoming album.
Damn.
Give me that. Drake, he did talk about the time he came out and he got booed.
You know, me and Tyler have a lot of respect for each other, a lot of love for each other. You know, Tyler has built like a cult. It's a tough group to make happy. So I just took it with grace. It was a nice moment of humility.
The people that booed him, they like Drake. You know, but it was the thunderous boos. If I was there, I would have booed him.
Hey,
I don't know.
You
I just joined in. I don't know.
It's a lot of pressure.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood?
Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
2-3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy Neighborhood. All righty now, when should you split the bill? 866-246-8923. Let's bring Kevin into the neighborhood. Kevin, hello. Oh, my bad. Is that Kevin on one, right?
Yeah.
Kevin, hello. Kevin, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Kevin. All righty now, Kevin. When should you split the bill?
And the first 2 days, Big. The first 2 dates, man, should be split.
Okay, why the first 2 dates? Like, Kevin, you ask a girl, a lady out, and y'all go to have dinner, and you feel like that first and second date, y'all should split the bill?
We should split the bill because there's no attachments. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know how far it's going to get. After the third date, then it's like, okay, we done made it to 3 dates. Now I can take the reins.
Right.
But the first two, you got to test the water, Big.
I heard that. So, so are we going straight down the middle on the first and second?
It can either be straight down the middle, or you get the dinner, I get the movie, or whatever we're going to do.
Kevin has, and you've done it before. It's worked for you?
Correct.
All right, and you do get second dates?
I didn't do both, Big. I didn't, first 2 dates paid, and then got played over. Be honest with you.
All righty, so you saying the first 2 dates, you should definitely split the bill. You done it before. And what about your first date when you split the bill? Did you have your second date? Because a lot of women will say, you know what, if he was so-called that cheap, I wouldn't even go out on a second date with him.
Yeah.
Would you get the second date?
I mean, it depends on who you're dealing with.
Right.
An immature woman to say that.
See, I wouldn't think that he was cheap. I would just think that he didn't like me. That if he wanted to split it, he was just like, nah, I'm not into her, let's split it and
hey,
be
Kevin,
on my way.
Do you let them know that we're splitting the bill before y'all get to where y'all going? Or
Of course.
All right. I wouldn't consider that a date.
What would you consider it,
We're
honey?
Just friends hanging out.
Just
if you're going to tell me
but
we're
you're
splitting?
Not friends. This is our first time going out. You don't know this guy, really. You're not friends.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll get to be friends. We're not going to get to be anything other than that.
You don't know that.
See, she thinks they're just friends, that he's not into her.
Why should you get a free meal?
But why should... But you get my company.
You get my company? What are you?
A friend.
You get his company.
Well, I don't know what I'll possibly be, but I am getting his company, but I feel if a guy...
Go ahead, Kevin, tell her.
See, now this goes into, are you a service? Are we company?
See?
But if you're making me pay for half of it, then we're just friends. We're not on a date, because a date to me is like the guy takes the girl out, he shows her a good time, and then we, you know, get to like each other. Hopefully get to like each other.
I'm about to say, was she about to have a confession session? Anything else? Because I can move this whole topic out the way. Do you have to tell us something?
No.
What happened over the weekend?
I took my dad out.
All right, now. Kevin's still talking. I want y'all to hit me up, man. Kevin, this is a great way to kick off.
Yeah.
And also, man, when we talk about when should you split the bill, I also want to know, is Kevin right?
Yeah.
Is Kevin right? So, Kevin, hold on for a second, because we about to get a lot of people that's going to call us up, man. And you probably got to do some arguing, okay?
Gotcha.
Don't hang up, Kevin. All righty now. Y'all hit us up, man. When should you split the bill? And also, is Kevin right? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Continue to hang out with us, man. We're going to get back to when should you split the bill. Kevin is also still on hold, man. So we're asking also, is Kevin right when he said the first two dates, y'all should split the bill? Y'all make it to date number three, then he'll pick it up. All righty, but let's go ahead and get into your 810 phone tap, man. This is termites. This is where Luther is calling about the Bugaboo Termite Service a resident ordered. Let's go ahead and get into your phone tap on the 10s right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood. Listen very closely.
What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello?
Ma'am, I was calling about the termite service.
What termite service?
This is Bugaboo Termite Service.
Yeah, I ain't called nobody for no termite.
Okay, because there's supposed to be a tent that's supposed to be applied to your house over the weekend.
We didn't call. Hold on a minute.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing there, sir?
No, you had the wrong number, sir.
My job is just to call and make sure that you know that it's coming out to your residence on Thursday.
I haven't called council. Ain't nobody called you. Yeah.
Sir, I can't cancel an order that you guys already put in.
Wait a minute. Ain't nobody put it on order in. Don't come and tell me you can't cancel it. I didn't call. Ain't nobody called from here.
Well, the service will be there on Thursday, and I'm giving you a heads up because it's a 48-hour process.
I told you to cancel it. Don't bring nothing here.
Sir, okay? I can't cancel the order because the order's already been processed.
Nobody here did it.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
You need to get off this phone. Ain't nobody order nothing.
I know what it is. You're afraid that you guys are going to get embarrassed because you're going to have a tent around your house and everybody going to roll by and know that you guys have rats and roaches.
Nothing.
Don't order a service. Then all of a sudden, once you realize you're going to be embarrassed, try to cut it and try to keep me from feeding my kids. So you ain't got rats.
No.
You don't have roaches.
No.
And you don't have termites.
No.
Messed up teeth.
No.
Big eye and a double chin.
You know, you talking crazy.
You talking crazy.
You want to get somebody hurt or something. Here.
Well, you ain't going to do nothing.
What part of they didn't order that, don't you understand?
What part of they did order it, you don't understand?
No.
Now, I'm calling.
How you gonna tell somebody you gonna come to their house and do a service for them, and they telling you that they didn't order it?
With my
Why
vocal cord.
Why would you still come here?
Ma'am, this is not a... This
You're
is,
not gonna come to somebody's house and perform a service that they don't want.
I bet I will.
I bet you will.
I bet we will.
Okay, you
And you know what? If
I'm
you guys wanna stay... If you wanna stay inside the house and die with the rats and roaches, then, hey, I got me a black suit at the house. I'll come by and put a rose on your chest.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, let's go ahead and bring Linda into the neighborhood and see what's going down with Linda. Bring Linda up in here. Linda! Hello!
Hello
there, Linda. Linda, when should you split the bill? And you did, you heard what my man was saying, Kevin was talking about. After two dates, he probably may pick it up. But when should you split the bill?
You know what? I actually agree with Kevin. And I'll actually reverse it and say that when I'm not feeling the guy, I offer to split the bill.
Ah, so when you're not... that's your out. That's your exit strategy.
Yes. Like, thank you, that was nice, let's split it, because I have no intention of seeing you again.
Agreed. Wow. I'm right there with you. That's what I said. If he says, hey, let's split the bill, then that's the sign to me that he's not into me. And if I offer as well, I'm with you, girl. Like, right. It's because I don't want to see this guy
So
again.
You're into the guy if you eat everything all the time. Is that what it is, Linda? Like, so you the more you eat... And when you keep your money in your purse, that's when you like the person.
That's right. And then we'll see each other again because it was a good first date. But
and then on the second date, do you do the same thing, Linda? Do you eat the food and not pay again?
No. I like half and half.
I heard that.
I feel like I heard Kevin with the movie or dinner. If it's good and you both get along, you should both want to enjoy each other's company.
I heard that. Kevin, you there?
On someone else.
You hear? She says she agree with you on the two date thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Especially if you let it known to Natalia. If you let it known before, that don't mean that they don't want to deal with you. It's just, you know, it's what is it? Millennium woman.
I guess, man.
Millennial.
Hey, millennial. Man, we'll talk about the Millennium Tour, man. Now it's going to be The millennium. The millennium to it. Hey, man, she's just jealous of your get down, yeah. Kevin. Don't listen to her. Now, Linda, let me ask you this. Linda, are you in a relationship?
No, I'm single.
Right. Would you like to go on a date with non-split Kev?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, watch this. Kev, are you single?
You know what? I am single. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Plus size guy ready to mingle.
All right. Kevin not single. Kevin not single. And you know, he put his plus size guy, so yeah, when he show up, she'll be like, oh, my God. All right, well, I'm putting him on hold. And I'm going to tell you guys straight up, we're not hooking up all these calls. It just sounds like, you know, they had some kind of chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He had it all of a sudden.
Yeah. Like, man, hey, man, I thought for sure she was going to be like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
She's like, big, I know where you're going with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, I just got married this morning. I can't. Right, yeah. When should you split the bill? Y'all hit us up 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. I was just off air talking with Linda.
You're playing matchmaker.
Talking with Kevin. Playing matchmaker. Before I really put them on together, you know what I'm saying? I want to see if it's something that we keep in the neighborhood for us.
Yeah.
They don't even know what I'm talking about. They're like, yeah.
I love overhearing you trying to make matchmaker with them,
man.
And trying to find out little info.
You just don't want none of your listeners being caught up on each other. You know, because we get a lot of people that say, hey, man, you got such and such number. Oh, I just heard the person.
That's true.
And, you know, we I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And he's a contractor. She's into real estate development.
Oh, nice. I think there's something here, man.
So maybe we got a TV show coming out of
this. I think so.
You know what I'm saying? Like a little fixer-upper show.
Yeah. We'll be executive producers.
Well, what are we doing right now? We're not just doing dating games. We're asking about when should you split the bill? All right, let's bring Sochi into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Sochi. Sochi, hello.
Good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, Sochi. Sochi, when should you split the bill?
So I think a gentleman still needs to be able to take you out on a first date. Mm-hmm. If he has interest in you, yeah, you should be paying for the dinner, paying for the date, or whatever it is. Like, that is your cost to spend time with a person that you're interested in.
All right. Although, and see, that's the same thing that Kevin was leading to. He was like, man, is it a service? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm spending time, money for, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because it is 2021, and women have now taken the, you know, we like to make the first move sometimes, or like we like to show that we got it too, right? Mm-hmm. So in my case, if I'm into a dude after the first date and it's all cool and it all goes right, I will take him on the second date.
Yeah.
Okay, so that first date, definitely, Sochi, you should say the guy should pick it up. And I agree.
Yeah. And then on the second date, again, if I'm feeling them and it's cool, I'll take them on the second date. We can go out to get beer, dinner. We can replicate it. You can go bigger, and I'll pay for it, because I also got to let them know who the boss is and let them know that if he wants to keep dating me, like, it's going to be 50-50 one way or another. I'm going to meet him halfway.
And who's the boss?
We all know who the boss is. Come on.
Is this Veronica? Yeah, no, I want you to say, he got hit. Let him know who's the boss. Who's the boss?
Let him know who the boss is.
And
the
who's
female is. She
all right. There,
it.
Okay.
At the end of the day,
there it is. Uh-oh. Kevin, man. Uh-oh.
Create the life.
Man, Kevin probably over there. Big, put me back on, man. Put me back on the air, man. Big, you let him hit me all down, bro. Come on, man. All righty now. She said that, you know, first meal,
the
guy should pay for it.
Yep, I agree with her.
The guy should pay for it. All righty. Y'all hit us up, man. Yeah, this is hell of a topic.
Yes.
When should you split the bill? Y'all hit us up 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. When should you split the bill? Hit us up 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. We're going to CeCe. Let's bring CeCe into the neighborhood. CeCe, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, CeCe. CeCe, when should you split the bill?
You should split the bill after you get to know each other.
You need to date within your weight class when you start. When you start, if you can only afford $2, then I guess we're getting ice cream. If you can only afford 2 for $20 at Chili's, then I guess that's what they're getting. But when we start dating, you're supposed to be showing yourself as the man and date within your weight class.
I heard that.
When we get to know each other, when we're together, when we're a couple, when we're official, then I can start pitching in.
I heard that. So, okay, so you saying every date, the guy should kick in and like, hey, yeah, if we just going out for such and such and that's what's in your pocket, then let's just do that.
Exactly.
I heard
you need
that.
To get creative. That's part of it. If you want to just do a walk because you know, struggling, I guess we're taking a walk up the beach.
Hey, man.
Get creative.
And CeCe, I'm going to keep it real with you. You know, I grew up, you know, I didn't have any money. So our first day probably would have been robbing a bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how fast you are. I was big and slow. But, you know, my toss game, like, take it. You know, my relay game is ridiculous. But, no, I definitely hear you. And then you'll kick in once the relationship kick in. Like, I know also, CeCe, when I was dating my queen, Vettel, she had it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she would, but I just couldn't. Aww. You know, and even in my so-called not being on days, you know, I just felt a different way about picking up the bill.
Yeah.
You know, as you see now, Jose.
Yeah.
You know, Bishop, all these other people. Hold on for a second. CeCe, I'm starting to get mad.
You got to want a woman that's okay with a walk in the park. That should be what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So if that's what you got, then you should be looking for that female that is okay with that.
Yeah, and see, I was over 500 pounds, so there was no walks in the park. You know what I'm saying? We could sit on a good metal bench.
Sit on the bench.
But not no walks in the park. All righty. We going to Kevin?
Real quick.
Oh, man. Let's see what's going on. This is a different Kevin, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want him to be like, Big, I'm still on hold for Linda. Kevin, hello.
Hello.
Hello, man. Kevin, I messed it up for Kevin like the Karens.
Pretty much.
All righty. Now, this is a different Kevin to anybody that's out there want to argue with the other. All right, Kevin, when should you split the bill?
Unfortunately, I can't agree with my man Kev, but you know, I'm married, but just to go with, you know, in the bill, you know, when I first met my wife, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so like I was raised like the man, you know, you're the provider.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's no way you can, a woman you're trying to attract, you can ask her to go on a date and have her pay. Now, obviously that was in the beginning. Now that we're married, yeah, but you know, like Father's Day was yesterday. She paid for everything.
I heard
you know,
that.
Like that's fine, you know. But if you're seriously trying to attract a woman and she gives you the opportunity to take her out, there's no way you can ask her to split the bill.
I love that,
man. Hey, Kevin, does he sound like a sucker to you over there, Kevin? The other Kevin?
I'm not gonna say that. But here's the thing. It's boundaries between there. It's boundaries. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't, back in the day.
Oh, Kevin, 90s, hold on. Sorry about that, man. The orchestra's playing. Hold on for a second, Kevin. The orchestra's playing.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Celebrity hookup.
I love you.
I know.
Celebrity hookup, Natalia.
Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner. We know that they've had their ups and downs during their relationship. Most recently, they have refueled these rumors that they are officially a couple again.
Right.
And then they go and pose like they all up on each other. Like he's about.
They have a kid and they're.
Listen, my parents had me.
Right.
And my sister.
Not saying
and
that they're in a relationship.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Yeah. That's what
very
I was going
to
say.
So. When you're so busy trying to hear yourself in your headphones, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Put your guard down, Tyson. Good Lord, mercy. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
What I was going to say
she
was.
She's doing a reply before I sent the message. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Alrighty, now, when should you split the bill? Let's bring Pumpkin into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Pumpkin. Pumpkin, hello.
Hello, Big Boy.
Hello there, Pumpkin. Pumpkin, when should you split the bill?
I totally agree with Kevin.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to split the bill on the first date because I don't like obligations. If the date doesn't go well, I don't want to feel obligated to answer the phone.
Oh.
There's no hugs and handshakes when we leave. You know, I pay for my food, you pay for your food, we ate.
Oh, there it is. Clap your hands. We're done with it. Man, Pumpkin, I feel you on that. I feel now, Pumpkin, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, because all the ladies are starting to call up for Kev as well. So I don't know if you wanted me to shoot you his number. All right, but you know what?
No, you broke. Sometimes, you know, when guys buy you meals, they think there's going to be a hug or a kiss. Like, what if he's gross and you don't want to hug him or kiss him? It's like, I paid for my own food. Like, hug yourself. You pay for yours.
There it is. There it is.
You know what I'm saying? That's true.
Great dating advice. You got to love it. Are we going to Alina as well?
Yes.
All righty. Let's bring Alina into the neighborhood. See what's happening with Alina. Alina, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Alina, are you driving right now?
Yes.
Out there on the road. Alina, when should you split the bill?
I agree with them, but I also feel it depends on the intention. If we just homies, hey, I'm paying for mine, you paying for yours, that's it. But if my intention is like, hey, I like this person, I might see something else, yeah, I'm going to try and wine and dine. I'm going to, you know, show you the good light because that's the type of thing that I'm trying to give off. But if I'm just like, hey, we're just friends, once in a while, you know what? Hey, friend, let's go out, my treat. But
right.
If it's not that serious, I'm getting mine and I'm out.
Hey, Alina, what about if a guy asks you out and it's the first date? What do you think with the dating that first time? Split the bill, he pays for it, you pay for it?
Well, again, because it's the intention. I'm not going to be there if I don't want anything more. You know, if he asks me out, I'm cool with it. Hey, cool, take me out. But I'm also not going to be one of those girls that I'm going to order everything off the menu because he wants to show, you know, hey,
yeah.
this guy's gonna take me out. I'm going to order everything. No, because what if you don't got it like that
right.
all the time?
Oh,
you know?
I like her.
So,
I heard that. I love that, Alina. Go so ahead nice. Now. All righty.
She must have some nice dates.
Say what now?
She must have some nice
hey,
good
dude,
dates.
I would just like to wake up and just say, because it's crazy because
yeah.
you ladies in the neighborhood, y'all could wake up and say, you know what? I do want to go on a date today.
Uh-huh.
And a guy would take you ladies out.
Easy.
Like, and if I was a lady, oh my gosh, I don't know what my reputation would be. You know what I'm saying? It'd be crazy. Like, yeah, girl, I'm
going
hungry.
Out again.
Yeah, I'm going out tonight. You know what I'm saying? Steak
going out
and
again.
Lobster. Hello. Yeah, man. I don't know what you want to do in a car.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
All righty now. It's about that time for your 910 phone tap. Let's go ahead and get it to your Luther Abassar. Your phone tap right now, man. This is Abassar Insurance. It's where Luther calls to get some insurance, but the lady tries to figure out where Luther is from. They go back and forth for a while before Luther starts, you know, clearing his throat. There's some bad words on this one. And, of course, they don't speak my own. Well, let's get it to your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tap. What you gonna do? All I need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue.
How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling about insurance, please.
Have you had insurance with us before?
None again, none again.
What?
None again.
I don't understand you, huh?
On a game or insurance.
So you're calling for a quote, right?
Call for a quote, insurance, quote, and Andrew.
I got it. Your last name, sir?
Luferes.
First name?
Luther.
Do you speak Portuguese?
No, Peones.
You sound like Portuguese.
No, Portuguese.
And I know you guys speak halfway Spanish and halfway
Spanish. No, recién final, no moño.
Excuse me?
No, no moño.
Just trying to understand you.
Ah, okay, no problem.
I'm trying my best to understand you.
Okay, no problem.
You speak Portuguese, I know you can speak
Portuguese. No, no Portuguese, Alejandro. No, Maro, no será inglés.
Where are you from?
From the Camel.
From the Camel?
Yeah.
From Egypt?
No, nothing.
Okay, are you single or married?
One wife, one.
Well, you're supposed to have only.
Yes, man. No, no, sorry for me.
Here in America.
Now, yes, man, you're one way.
And what type of vehicle do you have?
We have a Honda Accord.
What year?
1989.
1989? Okay.
Yes.
It's going to be $210 for 6 months.
No, not much. That's
pay
good.
The whole thing?
That mother... That's good. How do I get it?
Hold on. Hold
I got Mario. Everything.
When you come in, you ask for.
How you spell it? Name. How you spell?
Hey, don't say name.
Yes,
that's
I know.
That's not nice. I can still understand what you're saying.
I know, and I hope so because I take English classes now.
Okay, and you bring the money.
And the candle plan?
I don't understand you.
Do I bring the candle?
What candle?
Candle, whoop your ass.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
In case you missed it, Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. Who we got for in case you missed
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Woo! Big, we just found out he was also one of the people who are going to be inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
He's class of 2022. Congratulations for those out there. I'm class of 2021, hey. September 8th, my birthday.
Yes,
make sure you guys come on out and celebrate with your partner.
Yeah, and DJ Khaled, you better be there too.
Yeah, man.
And Ashanti, because she's also on the list
go
as well.
Now.
Nipsey Hussle, Michael B. Jordan.
Come on.
But Big, one of the times that we had DJ Khaled in the neighborhood, you asked him what was it like to work with Kanye, but you also asked him who were some of the first people to support him.
When I started putting out records, I had brothers like Rick Ross.
Yes, sir.
Joe Crack.
Yes, sir.
And Lil Wayne that was always, you know, riding with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From day one. And, you know, it was just a blessing because when I put out Holla At Me, Baby, and then I put out We Taking Over.
Oh.
You remember We Taking Over?
Hell
that,
yeah.
That record changed my life.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Explain to me, how is it to work with like a Kanye?
Kanye, he's one of my favorite people to work with because he's so passionate because I'm so passionate
right.
too.
Do y'all clash?
We
a
have
bit?
Clash.
Right.
We have clash in a good way. Like, when we was making Theraflu, you know, that record originally was that was my record. You know, Kanye did a verse and then he just hit me up out of nowhere like, yo, I think I'm gonna use this for me. I'm like, whoa, whoa. Kanye, you my brother now. Like, you know, so I went to go see him. We chopped it up and actually we came up with a great idea where, you know, he felt like them lyrics needed to come out now. And I agreed with him. So, and at the same time, it was a blessing that he worked with me. But I was like, okay, cool, but we have to make another record right now.
Yeah,
and that's
man.
When I made I Wish You Would, you know what I'm saying, with him. So we end up getting two together. I got to be featured on his, and he got to be featured on mine. So I felt like that was good. And being in the studio with him, he's the type of artist where, you know, you play a beat, and if he loves something,
oh, yeah.
he immediately going to start
right,
freestyling
right.
And catching a vibe and start mumbling words and you know, it becomes a great energy, you know?
Man, I've seen Kanye, like, create.
Really?
Yeah, yeah man. And he had the beat going, and he'd go, then it came into the door, no more, and I put something right here.
Wow. That
oh,
is
yeah.
so crazy.
And then you hear, you're like, oh, that was genius.
Yeah.
Man, the life of Pablo, I would go back to the studio and be like, oh, man. And then one of the songs, you're like, big boys, and I was like, man, please put that in the song.
Let him make it.
Yeah, he didn't make it. You know what I'm saying?
That is so
yeah,
cool,
it
though.
Didn't make it. That's why we didn't put him in case you missed it today, and we put Khaled. There it is, man. DJ Khaled, in case you missed it, you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
Big, with everything just kind of opening up, and you know, it seems like things are getting back to normal, just traveling is a lot different.
Oh my gosh, dude. I was in the airports over the weekend. And what the airports, and you see traffic every day.
Yeah, man.
You know, what I'm saying? Like the hotels as well.
The hotels too. I recently stayed in Laughlin, Nevada for the weekend, and just like I said, it was understaffed. I was like on a waiting list of like 25 people to get a small fridge because everything was being used up. It was just a lot, man. And what's happening right now?
Every little mini refrigerator, is that a big one to you, or what do you call a mini fridge?
It's a medium-sized one to
me. So what will my fridge be to you?
Extra, extra large.
Oh, okay. Gotcha, yeah.
Gotcha. Yo, but it got me thinking, man. I was on TikTok, and I saw this video of this ex-hotel employee, and she was just dishing out, like, the secrets of, like, what happens in the hotel rooms.
Oh, no.
And it's pretty damn gross. But the third one, one, is something interesting that I never knew.
Secrets or confessions about hotels that you may not know coming from an ex-hotel employee. Most hotels do not wash their duvets or comforters in between guests. They wash it maybe like once a year, which is really friggin' gross. Number two, if you are very nice and we have rooms available, we can upgrade you to a suite or to a better room at no cost. And number three, we are legally not allowed to say your room number out loud, which is why we will usually write it on the envelope and just pass it along to you and tell you this is your room number.
Right. Did you know
so
that?
What was it? Was it the legally
the
part?
Legally announced what room number you're in? That's why they never say anything, and now they always just write it down and hand it to you?
You're not more shocked that they don't wash the duvets?
Hey, dude, when I heard number one, right, I was like, that's gross. I was like, what is coming on number three?
Exactly.
My mom worked at the Marriott Hotel for years, like 17 years, so I knew how they did the housekeeping and how they didn't change those.
And you
so
didn't
it,
tell
it,
me?
It didn't surprise me.
That's crazy.
They never wash those things.
I'll see them knock down a room, and they take everything off. So what do? They just take it and switch it to another room? It looked like it's going into, like, a laundry area.
No, I think they just take like the bottom one or something like that, but not the full duvet.
If you go in, and I'm not talking about motels.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I'm talking about like hotels. Hey, but I don't work there. There's a lot to go on behind the scenes here. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of gross.
All righty. So if you got any more behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for it to go on air, but please. Each one, just call me. You know what I'm saying? Gross me out today. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy.
Celebrity scandal.
Oh my God.
I know. It's scandalous.
All righty, Natalia. Scandalous, huh? What scandal do we have?
All right, it just started with Megan Thee Stallion unfollowing DaBaby. And we talked about this, you know, the fact that he had a song with Tory Lanez. It had come out, and Megan felt a certain type of way where she felt a little betrayed from DaBaby because they're supposed to be friends. And, you know, from what Tory Lanez allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion. Well, they spent the last few days going back and forth on Twitter, social media, taking shots at each other. Well, more, not really shots, but let me tell you. So first, it started with DaBaby, quote unquote, liking a tweet that mentioned him and Tory Lanez being cool. Later, you saw DaBaby say, I didn't like that. That was some kind of Illuminati stuff. Look, I'm trying to unlike it. And he ended up blocking the person that had sent out the initial tweet. And that's what a lot of this, the theme continued with him. It was a lot of, that's not me. It wasn't my fault. I didn't clear the song. They cleared the song. I still love you and, you know, trying to be cool with Megan. But, you know, she came out and she said, you know, you support me in private and publicly. You do something different. These industry men are very strange. Then DaBaby fired back saying, I'm not some industry guy. Keep strong. You know, Megan, it's, you know, I still have love for you. But like, again, he kept deflecting what really upset her.
He probably didn't
her.
Want to do all this on social media, too. You know, a lot of people don't like to argue on social
media. That's true. That is true. A lot of people don't. But he did keep responding.
What am I supposed to do?
As well. And then Megan did reveal that they had a private conversation where he talked specifically about the song and said that he wasn't going to promote it. And she said, and now look, it got so bad big that even her boyfriend Partisan had to come in and started calling DaBaby corny and saying things like, don't you ever address Megan again. And then DaBaby kind of came back and was like, you must not know about me.
Hey, man, I think it's just all crazy how people have these disagreements on social media, too.
So public.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has, especially in their caliber, y'all have each other's phone numbers.
You
know what I'm saying? And I don't think that you need to get on a platform and display all your grievances, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever side, you know what I'm saying? And And I could see it looked like he didn't want to keep entertaining the public conversation.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, man, let's just speak.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, this 2021 is, man, it's goofy the way that we
it
do
really is.
Certain things. And not about her, not about him, but I see it all the mm-hmm. time, man. Like, we know each other.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah. It's, you know, it sucks too when you try to like have the conversation with someone when there is something going on and they don't want to. And you just like, you're helpless sometimes right. too. People
and,
don't
and,
like to
and
confront
also,
things.
Man, as her homeboy, she's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you expect better from your people.
Exactly.
And I see exactly where she's coming from too. But man, and maybe they did try to have more of a private conversation.
I hope so.
I don't know. Well,
I hope so.
We'll definitely see. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Click of the day. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What we got?
Big, this is such a crazy story to me. Well, like, when I think tornadoes, the only thing I think of is Wizard of Oz. Like, that's, that's really, to me, it's a magical fairy tale. But when you live, like, in cities that are closer to tornadoes, you can actually drive out and see them. And when you work for a weather department, you really drive out. Big, there was this couple, both of them, they work for AccuWeather, which tells you, like, or tornadoes rain.
Oh, yeah.
So they can drive out to the actual tornadoes or storms, whatever it is. This couple, they drove out 6 hours from Kansas to Colorado, I believe. They found the tornado because both of them are meteorologists. The guy gets down on one knee as the tornado's like...
Oh, no. She got swept up in...
Oh. In a different world.
Oh, my God.
No, they're both still
the
here.
Toto and Auntie M. And...
No. They're all here, and they're engaged.
That's lovely.
And, Nick, this is a video of the guy kind of explaining what happened and warns you what to do if you decide to do the same thing.
I'd say we got lucky, but we have good meteorologists. She's incredible. She knew what she was doing, and she and Rich put us in the right spot. If anybody's trying to replicate that proposal, work with a good meteorologist. Just be safe. Watch out for the lightning, and watch out for the giant swirly thing that you're getting to get
in the back. He sounds like a meteorologist. Watch out for the lightning. Go ahead now.
Big, I was reading into their story, and I thought it was so interesting because they both are obsessed with the weather, and that's how they started getting along. Like, they would always talk about the weather. Like,
uh-huh.
And I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, you like precipitation? So yeah. That's crazy.
Which Doppler is your favorite?
Oh, man. I don't know. Like, yeah.
The wind chill factor. Oh, my God, girl. I think I met him last night. He brought up the wind chill factor. Like, oh.
So, do you want to get married? We've been through so much, and I really love you. You're from the Geek Squad. I'm from the Geek Squad. I want to share my pocket protector with you for the rest of my life. I want you to be the woman that put tape in the middle of my glasses for the rest of my life. Will you marry me? Oh, yes, I will. Thank you.
All righty, we didn't have the actual audio of the proposal, but it probably went something like that. All righty. Well, congratulations to them, man, and we wish them nothing but the best.
Thank you, Big.
Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
God, so much happened over the weekend
the
NBA,
man.
With the Clippers advancing, bro, to their first ever Western Conference Finals.
Congratulations,
we gotta give
man.
Them credit,
hey,
dog.
Hey, dude, they were like in their 50-year franchise history, mm-hmm. man. My son Jaden was like, the Clippers been around for 50 years?
Wow.
I was like, yeah, but I don't even remember, like, you know, I remember, it seemed like, what were they before?
The Clippers.
They weren't the LA Clippers for 50 years.
I don't know. They must have been like the Orange County Clippers at one point.
Oh, okay. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, man.
Disrespect, but they're doing their thing.
Yeah,
man.
They are doing it. And without, obviously, their main star, Kawhi Leonard, dude.
Yeah.
Paul George is like taking the team
man.
On his
when
back.
People say you got to step up.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
It's insane. So now they're playing Phoenix Suns right now. So now they're one up. The Phoenix Suns are one game in. Big Suns in four. The guy that went viral for punching the Denver Nuggets
fans. Yeah, for defending himself.
For defending himself and then saying Suns in four. Got a ticket to the game one, Big. And he was the ultimate celebrity at this game. People were lining up to take pictures with him.
We are... bigging up somebody that fought somebody at a basketball game.
Yeah, he was defending himself.
Hey, man, very rightfully so. Though,
yeah.
Because I want him on the show.
Yeah.
I want Suns in Four on the show,
Suns
man.
In four.
And for those who don't know Suns in Four, he was at a game.
Yeah.
And I don't know what led up to it, but there was a situation going on. And you see this dude try to stick his phone in his pocket and sucker punch the guy.
Yeah.
Man, he whooped on him.
It seemed like the guy used to play like hockey or something, because the way he grabbed his shirt and held on to his shirt and then punched
Jason,
him.
Jason, have you
like
seen the video?
Yes.
Jason's a hockey player. He know the move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He don't let go.
Jason know the move.
Familiar.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah, you got to give it up to the Clippers, man. It's going to be a great series with the Clippers and the Suns.
Yeah, man.
On the other side, too, man, the Hawks.
Oh,
beating Philly at home was insane, man. And it's because of
Philly
one guy.
Philly going to make some moves.
There's a 22-year-old named Trae Young. If you don't know about Trae Young with the Hawks, man, that dude on Father's Day, Game 7, came in clutch, advancing to play the Bucks now, but he did it all for his dad.
And is Trae Young looking for his dad maybe on this Father's Day? He sure is. Rayford, proud papa right there. That is a happy Father's Day if there ever was one.
And for all those guys out there who said, I just don't know what to get my dad for Father's Day, you had the perfect answer tonight, huh?
A win in Jersey. I wanted to come out here and win, not only for my teammates, but for my dad. We've been through a lot, so for us to have a playoff game on Father's Day, it was only right once we won to give it to him.
Damn. There's people on the Clippers are like, man, I would have liked that gift to my dad.
Yeah.
You know, everybody opposition. And they blew out Philly.
Yeah, dog.
And who are they playing against right now?
The Bucks right now.
Right. Oh,
they are going to start that series.
I heard that.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, y'all do stick around y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood, you're being interviewed back up in here, man. We got Sean Kingston in the neighborhood. Deliverance.
Yeah, man.
What is deliverance? Mm-hmm.
Deliverance is basically another form of redemption.
Right,
so it's like,
right,
you know,
right.
It's a new growth. It's me coming back. It's just a long journey. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm here to walk my fans
through
this journey.
Will that be the album?
Yeah, that's the album.
And why that title? Because of the things that you've been through and the things you learned?
Yeah. You know, I took 4 years off. You know what I'm saying? Almost 5 years off. And all the situation that was up against me. So this is a regrowth. This is a reborn. This is a new me. As far as, like I said, I'm older now. I have a lot of stuff to talk about. I've been around the world 4 or 5 times. It's deliverance. It's a new coming. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And everything's a reset.
And what's darkest times?
Darkest times.
And for deliverance and darkest times is the first single that you should talk about.
Darkest times is like a warm-up record for me. The album is crazy. The album, we got everybody from NBA Youngboy. Shout out to Free, my brother, too, man. Free Youngboy. That's a great friend of mine. But NBA Youngboy is on the album. We have little TJ. We have Favio. We have Ozuna.
Man,
we have Sway Lee.
You know what I love about that is that you keep your finger on the pulse of everything.
Oh, yeah,
just from
play.
What you named right
now. Play.
Yeah.
Okay, Big Boy. I'm telling you, everybody, listen, we got Damian Marley.
Mm-hmm.
We got Trippy Red. Shout out Trippy Red. We got No Cap. We got Jeremiah. Like, the album
But
is
you know
ridiculous.
What I love about this, too, bro, is that people understood and understand Sean Kingston enough to say, man, I want to mess with him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because what we do in our genre, man, you know, you could bring an album out and then 2 weeks later we like, man, when the new album come?
Coming out again.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I love that you had artists that understood what you bring to the game, not just what they bring.
No, yep, and that was a blessing to it. And that's what it was. I ain't gonna lie to you, 'cause like the pandemic started, we was working on the album.
Right.
And we kind of just went straight full mode. We was like, you know what? Let me just tap in with the younger culture and catch that vibe real quick and see what it is. And when I tell you, just started, like, you'd be surprised. Like, I was going through my DMs and all these people started, like, it was crazy. The young, just to see the respect that they had for me.
Yeah.
Little TJ coming over showing mad love.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Say, like,
YK
Osiris coming
on. But even
when
we think about Darkest Times, he jumped on. You know
G
what
Herbo,
I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
yeah.
When Deliverance, the album, coming?
Right now, we don't have a date for it, but just know it's going to be probably right after summer. But we definitely got... We got a lot of new music on the way for you guys. We're going to drop about 3-4 of them things before we drop the date on it. But just get ready. New singles coming. Your Love is right after this. After that one, we got some big features. So get ready. I'm excited, and it's on the way. Stay tuned.
Extremely talented as well, man. John
Darkest
Kingston.
Times is out right. Sorry to cut you
go
off.
Go ahead.
Now,
do that.
You know,
you're supposed
you.
To.
Darkest Times out right now on all streaming platforms, man. Make sure you go support that. Go stream that. Go to YouTube. Go check out the channel. Subscribe. I love y'all, man.
There it is right there. Sean Kingston in the neighborhood. Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood, your neighborhood news. Natalia's up in here. Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes, Big. Every year, they announce the names that are going to be the next group of people that are going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And so we just found out who are going to be those people in 2022. And we were so excited when we heard this one.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle, pay the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life I've been grinding
you,
all my life. Sacrifice.
Hey, man, 2022 has a great class.
It really does.
And I was so happy to see that Nipsey getting his.
Yes. Nipsey Hussle. That's going to be a really beautiful celebration when they unveil his
star. The world
star.
Is coming out for that one.
Yes, of course.
If, and God willing, if I'm here, I'm there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you have to be there, Big. I feel like,
I'm talking about, man, you know, nothing's guaranteed your tomorrow.
No,
but
for
I'm
sure.
saying, man, God willing, I'm here in 2022. On that date, I am there.
Oh, I love that. And I love, again, I do love that they're going to be recognizing Nipsey Hussle with that star so that when people walk by, they can see that because as he you know, everyone always says the marathon continues and we need to make sure that we honor his legacy and continue it going. And like you said, Big, the class of 2022 is pretty big. Ashanti, DJ Khaled, Michael B. Jordan, Black Eyed Peas. Right?
Man.
That one, I was like, okay.
Hometown. Mm-hmm. I love that, it's man. I love when people from the turf get it, too.
Well, speaking of people from the turf getting it, 2021, Big Boy.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, over the weekend, I was thinking, bro, like, I'm Ida's son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy. Over the weekend, I was thinking, I was like, dude. You're getting a star.
Yeah, man.
That's massive.
Do you know how many times I've walked past those stars just as a kid or times when I had to walk home from Hollywood to the West Side because I didn't have money for the bus? Like, walk.
Damn.
And now you walk, dude, and, like, my family, God willing, everybody stay healthy and they could be there in September. Man, that's huge,
it's
man.
It's crazy. Yeah,
well deserved, bro.
And I want all of L.A. to come. Not you, Natalia, but everybody else, man.
Me and J.M. are going to come.
No, all jokes aside, I want everybody heard my voice. And it's not about numbers. I want to celebrate with everybody.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes, I don't know if you realize, Big, like so many of us, we grew up with you.
Yeah, man.
And for me to be in this room right now and to continue that dream and just hang out with you every day, that's amazing.
Hold on, Jason. Jason's trying to wrap me up. We better finish this.
You're an LA legend, bro.
You are an LA
legend. Okay, Lou, your turn now.
You're an LA legend, bro.
All right. And read this too. Read this part. Man. But bringing it back, man, to the class of 2022, man. Nipsey, we are all going to be out there. That's going to be a beautiful day. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Check this out. Who that?
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Ani's up in here. In Case You Missed It.
We got Kendrick Lamar. Big, one of the times he came into the neighborhood, he had just dropped his album, Damn, and his birthday was around that time, and you're like, hey, Kendrick, what did you do for your birthday?
I actually shot a video, the Elements video.
So you did that on your birthday? That's a gift to yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have did anything in the world that you wanted to do, but you chose to work.
I had to get it done.
What's the best thing about being Kendrick Lamar?
Being able to connect with people in a different way. You know, I watch certain people that have an upper echelon, you know, type of celebrity, but still missing their way to connect with people. They can't have a conversation. They can't speak different languages, you know, and go to the hood and speak this language and still connect and where people can feel you, understand you. So I look at that as a gift, and that's a personal gift from God for me.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boys Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead get on out of here. Woo! Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's so many out there that's saying, you know what, there's this labor shortage going down nationwide.
Yeah, man.
Let me go out and get a gig. You know, but I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were talking about how in their field, there's no one that wants to work.
Oh, wow. That's
he was like, no one wants to work. And then he was like, yeah, you know, these guys are getting this from unemployment, and they're getting this. And he said, no one wants to come back to work.
Sitting back, getting money, man.
Well, I heard
taking advantage of it right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've been doing it for years in your radio career. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing it for years, bro.
My biggest scam
ever,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it, man. Tell me about it.
Oh, my gosh.
But then we're speaking on it. There's a nationwide labor shortage.
Oh.
In case you missed, we had DJ Khaled in the neighborhood, man. Always great to have Khaled.
Oh, yeah.
Always very inspirational, man. And you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com with DJ Khaled in the neighborhood. And we had a chance to speak on it. When should you split the bill?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it is true. We got people that hit us up and was like, man, if someone, a guy invites you out, you know what I'm saying? They should pick up the bill.
I think so.
Yeah.
Look, if I asked you out, I will pick up the bill.
And I wouldn't let you. I wouldn't want you to.
You would? Hell yeah, I would.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
I heard
that.
Yeah.
I would. But
damn, you would feel okay with that?
I think I would. Dog. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be like, oh, that's nice of you. That's cool. Right.
Would it give me
it is nice of her, the gesture.
Points? Like, would you be like, I want to go out with her
again? Hey, hold on, you guys. Wait, stop this. All right?
Wait, what?
You're happily married, right? right?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
He's all putting yes, yourself in the scenario.
And you're in some kind of relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, just checking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's an asterisk. Sometimes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So how was your weekend, though?
It was good, man.
I know we were talking about that.
I got a gift for Stepfather's Day.
Oh, really, though?
Yeah, I got when
is Stepfather's Day? Not just playing, because there's a lot of great stepfathers out there. Yeah. I can't even fake the funk.
It was
I'm talking
Sunday.
About you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Aliana, Myra's daughter, got me a little gift.
Really, though?
Yeah, a little barbecue grill, a little portable one.
What now?
That's cute.
What, yeah. Is it like one of them little bakehouses? And like, because what's little in your world?
It's like, little, dog. It's like probably like 12 inches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a little portable one.
Oh, and it's a barbecue grill?
Yeah.
I heard that. So that's more stuff for you to keep doing labor for them, huh? You know
what I'm saying?
Next thing they're going to get you a lawnmower. This is ridiculous. All righty. Well, thank you guys for being in the neighborhood, man. Please enjoy the rest of your day. It was such a pleasure having you in the neighborhood with us. Continue to take care of you. Take care of your family. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And also take care of and be kind to strangers. Thank you guys for hanging out with us in Big Boys Neighborhood. Now we are gone. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.